So I'm Mark Johnson. I'm with the Awards Daily. I'm happy to be joining you and excited about the film. Let's just start with Mia. Can you summarize what the films of Ingmar Bergman meant to you and what inspired you to write Bergman Island?
I can't. I discovered the films of Bergman in my 20s. And I think I read the autobiography of Bergman very early, even before really knowing many of his films, Lanterna Magica. I'm mentioning it because I think discovering Bergman for me was not only discovering his films, it was also discovering the figure, the writing. I mean, that always was very important too for me in my relationship to Bergman, not only the films itself, but the character, the person, the persona, that's the whole thing that I think fell in love with when I fell in love with Bergman's work. Not only the specific films, but the whole thing, the life, the love, or the body of work, the way he would speak of his films, and above all the his integrity. The integrity with which he made all of his films, and the fact that he managed to preserve that during his whole career. He made films during 50 years, 60 years, and he never let go that he had the same. He managed to get more and more freedom, and he never lose his independence. So I guess that is what I admire the most about him. And then I could speak for hours about some of his films, but we don't have time for that.
Sure. So there's, if you don't mind, there's a hint of self-reflection in the film. Is there a bit of your own story here within Chris as she struggles with the creative process and with balancing her loves past and present?
I think all of my films are use my own life as a raw material, but then it's always reinvented, transformed, and ultimately becomes a fiction to me. And when I see it on screen, it's both reflecting. It's completely truthful to my life. I think it's very close to who I am, and it's trying to really capture the truth of my experience of life on the one hand, but on the other hand, it really becomes a fiction, and that's thanks to the actors, because the whole thing for me about making film and why it is so exciting and so stimulating is because even though you start with yourself and something that's invisible and within you and maybe in your past, ultimately, because you do films with actors, they bring their own personality, they bring their own presence, their own aura, and that's always a meeting between yourself and the actors who will play the part, and that brings the story somewhere else. So even if you can start with something that's so personal, so intimate, so much sticks to you, at the end it goes somewhere else, and that's that trip from yourself to the world and to this unknown, actually, that makes the project of the film so exciting.
Thank you. Vicky, you play Chris, a filmmaker struggling to find her voice, in particular an ending to her latest film. I read that you were equally challenged with finding closure following Paul Thomas Anderson's Phantom Threat. Did you bring some of your personal sentiments and experiences into Chris, and what helped you become ready to return to work?
I always bring myself to a role, or I bring the role to myself. I don't know which way it works strongest. But in this case, it was easy because the whole movie is like a meditation on life in a way, or meditation on life as a woman being an artist, which is the particular setting of the movie. And it's her struggling to find her story, but it's also her, in a way for me, I mean, who looks from the inside as the point of view of the actor, it's also someone struggling to find his place in his life, or accepting, am I, what am I, am I the mother, or am I the the creator, you know, what am I fighting against? You know, am I fighting against the windmill of Don Quixote, or am I sitting in the windmill and accepting maybe that I will never win the fight, or I will never know, you know, the ending? You know, maybe the ending will come when I try to stop looking for it, you know. And I think that's maybe also what happened in my life or in my work as an actor. First of all, it doesn't feel like I ever stop working, because when you do a movie, it's like a very intense relationship, like a love story, like this one was again, and like Phantom Thread was too. So if you leave a movie like that, you need time to let it go and to process it. So the deprocessing is also part of the work, which is why I feel I always work. Like either I'm working to prepare a movie, or I deprepare, or I try to exercise it, or I try to get free of it, or, you know. So I feel like I'm always in a process of work. But what I can say is that this movie in particular helped me in many ways find back to myself as an actor, because I think I got lost a little bit after Phantom Thread, and I got very lonely, and I had to deal with things then. And doing the movie, especially in this meditative state that the whole movie is, and how I was as Chris, not having a husband in the beginning, really shooting 1 year on my own, meditating on this island with these objects or landscapes or ghosts of Berkman, or, you see, gave me the time and space to find my voice back, maybe. So.
Yeah. Awesome. Is it important to you to find an intimate connection with characters when you choose a role?
Yes, but it always happens, and I can never say why or when. It's just there. Like, sometimes it's even there before I read the script. It just comes, and I feel a connection, and then I never think of it again.
All right. Awesome. You have seven, I read on IMDb, you have seven films this year and then five more in the works.
Yeah.
Can you give my readers a glimpse of what you're working on?
That's a lot.
What are you excited about?
So what I'm excited about is that, if you believe it or not, but they're all good movies.
Yeah.
And that's not easy. And that I managed somehow to stay independent. Like, I really feel like I only do what I like to do, and especially I do it the way I want to do it, which is not always easy. I get into trouble quite often, but I always find my way. So that's what I'm excited about. All these movies are really movies I could tell you, yes, this is about this and this, and this is really nice because that, and, you know, so they're all honest pieces of art, and there's a lot of work inside. So that's what I'm most excited about. That I'm in the movies doesn't interest me so much, but the movies interest me, and that I was able to help the movies to come along makes me really happy. So
great. And Mia, what's next for you?
Well, I started shooting a film in spring. I shot half of it. It looks like I have this thing with shooting the films in two parts. But it's not really a choice, actually. In this case, it had to do with the season, because I needed summer and winter. So I'm going to shoot the second part in December. And it's a film that takes place in Paris. It's a very different from Bergman Island. It's much closer to my everyday life.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on the film. Thank you both for your time.
You.
I appreciate it. I know you have a lot of rounds to make, so I won't hold you. But congratulations and good luck on what's next.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you very much.